It is 8:42, 57 degrees under sunny skies. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler. Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Laura. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us. Better late than never.
Absolutely.
The third Tuesday of each month, we try to get our update from the Baldwin County School System. And I think probably the biggest topic, and even though we cover it every month, it's worth repeating, is how is the school system handling this growth? Everywhere you look, new apartments and new housing developments are being approved or are being built.
Yes, it is insane. You can only be excited that people want to come to Baldwin County for a quality of life, a great place to have a family and good education, and we hope we're a part of that. Tell my teachers all the time, they're the problem because they do such a great job. All of our 4,000 plus employees, but we're managing as far as our construction plans. We brought phase five to the board last month, which would be a little bit over $100 million worth of new construction. And also, and tonight we're going to present to them a $50+ million plan on athletic enhancements at all of our high schools. So it's just trying to watch the numbers. We see where the growth is going on, and we try to address that.
You prepared for that, 3 years ago now, maybe, by redrawing the district lines of attendance.
We did. We did that probably 3 years ago, I think, in the Fairhope, Spanish Fort area, the Daphne area. We kind of did it all at once. We've probably done at least five or six redistricting, rezoning since I've been here for 8 years. We didn't do, we didn't do that many in the 25 years I was in here previously.
So tell us about, I know that when you were here last month, you talked about some of the new openings and or groundbreakings. Give us the latest in that. I guess we're in the fourth phase?
We're wrapping up phase four.
Okay.
We're going to start phase five.
Yeah.
In fact, Silver Hill Elementary is in that phase five. We're looking at a new Loxley Elementary. We're continue to look where we have to expand possibly onto a school. We're just watching
a new school.
A new school. Correct. Correct. Of course, our newest was Stonebridge, off 31. Heading out of Spanish Fort, I don't see a new one right now, but that could pop up with the growth. It could pop up within this phase five. We might have to amend phase five, but a lot of the families that move in have the younger children. Our high schools, we're making sure that we can keep them in good shape. If some of our high schools are probably going to reach 2,500 students. And when you build a brand new high school, state of the art, you're talking $60-70 million.
Wow.
And so right now, we're just going to cope the best we can and enhance their facilities.
How is Fairhope, the district of Fairhope, handling growth so far in the capacity?
Well, I'm not sure if there's much more room unless you build out on the water, but it has moved toward 8181. Which is in their feeder pattern. We see subdivisions coming in down 181, heading through toward Scenic 98, new subdivisions, which could affect J. Larry Newton, all of Fairhope Middle, all of our existing elementary schools. So right now, we're handling it. We're in pretty good shape in Fairhope. Fairhope High School is large. Daphne High School just outnumbered them as far as the size of the high school. They used to be the largest. Now Daphne High School is the largest. Yeah, so we've got tremendous growth problems in the Daphne feeder pattern.
Whatever happened with, I believe it used to be a magnet school. There was property at the corner of Twin Beach and Section in Fairhope. Is that property still with the county school system?
I think I know what you're talking about. Was that kind of adjacent to Coastal Alabama, right?
No, it's out. Twin Beach and Section,
okay.
Past the
well,
city.
Well, it was
the
an
city
alternative
dump.
School.
That's
it
alternative.
It was an alternative school. Yes, and of course that has been demolished. Our alternative school is now in Robertsdale at the CF Taylor building.
Is that property something that could be utilized
that
for another school one day?
That property is our property.
Is it large enough?
We have an Annette Gene school there that the community wants to maintain. It's one of your old African-American or black schools. We have one up in Baymanette that's at their city park. And that we left that building standing. But
it's
that,
not an active school.
It's, no, it's not an active school.
It's a homage or historic marker, if you will.
Historic,
okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just saw on the news and Facebook that it was just athletic scholarship time. Mm-hmm. And at least 17 athletes in Fairhope High alone received scholarships.
Well, that's amazing. Sometimes news like that gets to me a little bit slower. Because they're sharing it out with everybody else. And of course, I love anything athletic that can give our men and women a better chance.
But I know that the academic scholarships are probably more near and dear to your heart. And we won't know those until, what, near the end of the school year?
It will be somewhere close to graduation. I can see Patrice Davis, our coordinator for prevention and support, is compiling the numbers, and we'll see those before graduation.
Okay.
So
hopefully you can share those in May.
We're expecting record numbers again, and you know, we always talk about athletics deserves a place at the table, but not at the head. But I'm certainly a big supporter.
Very good. And then, speaking of graduation, it is April. It's next month.
It is.
Do we have a schedule out yet?
We do.
Okay.
For me to recite it at memory, I know where I'm going to be each one of those nights. But Chaz, you know, Chaz, well, she can give you that schedule that you,
certainly,
if you want to put it out,
yeah,
to people. But now, because of the number of schools we have, we go four nights. It's a Monday through Thursday. It used to be just a Monday and a Tuesday. But now we go four nights.
And more than one a night,
yes,
in some cases.
Yes, it's two a night.
Okay.
And we throw our virtual high school in there. So it's we have eight schools graduating. So that'll be a Monday through a Thursday. And it used to just be a Monday and a Tuesday.
That's one example of growth, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
For folks that are curious, you can go to bcbe.org, bcbe.org, or just Google Baldwin County Public School System. I have clicked on calendars and I'm finding everything I need to know, and so can you. That's bcbe.org. Let's talk about school security.
Sure.
And in light of another shooting recently, remind us of the security measures that have taken place from the officers on campus to an alert system and more.
Correct. Well, we have that crisis alert, which is our newest, and all employees have the capability to punch it, and we would know where they are on campus and exactly what's going on. Our SROs all have one. We are now going to meet probably next week to go back over some of our protocols as far as when an incident happens and we might have to evacuate a building, to better get a handle on how parents are notified so that they're not rushing the school or rushing an area of a staging area. And we're going to be meeting with our law enforcement to make sure that we're all on the same page.
I can remember back in the day, my boys are in their mid and upper 20s now. Back in the day, you came to the school and you walked in the door. Now, are all of the doors locked at all times so that we can avoid an accident?
They are. They're supposed to be. And I've had parents, in a nice way, most of them are nice, email me and say, "Mr. Tyler, you might want to be aware I was on campus to drop something off, and I noticed the door was propped open." Well, I'll immediately thank them and turn around and get to that school. And Marty McRae, our assistant superintendent over safety and security, and let them know what's going on, and it needs to be corrected and corrected now.
It's a shame something as innocent as a propped open door cannot simply be allowed any longer.
We had a situation several weeks ago at one of our high schools where a student went to a door that was locked and let students in from another school, and that shouldn't have been there. Of course, our SROs and administration, once a responsible student turned in what was going on, we found those students, and the school was notified that they came from. The local school that let the kids in was notified. We're just not going to tolerate that. They jeopardize the safety and security of everybody on that campus. And an irresponsible student did that. The doors are locked. When I walk up to the front door, even though they might want to wave at me and buzz me in, I'm going to show them my ID in the screen. If I can't display it and model it, I don't expect anybody else to.
Very good. And before we wrap up with Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Towler, let's talk a little bit about the growth. One thing people are attracted to is a good education. How does Baldwin County stack up in some national averages of scoring in academics?
Correct. Well, I do know that Renee Carter, our Dean of Academics, she presents on occasion her team to the board about how our elementary schools and middle schools are doing along with our high schools. Of course, the high schools, you get a lot of grading on the ACT. And right now we're seeing tremendous results from some of the programs we have. That's going to be presented next month at a board meeting of how we're tracking academically. This month they did the ACAP, which is the second through eighth grade testing, and we're seeing some good results. We feel like that based on the size of our system and what we have to deal with, that we're tracking with some of the more successful systems in the state, if not exceeding them. And those numbers will come out in May when
okay.
we present to the board.
Okay. And when does the board meet, and is it broadcast on social media or somewhere for folks to watch?
Well, the board meets every third Tuesday and Thursday. On a Tuesday, it's a work session. That is not broadcast. That's strictly heavy lifting, what we're going to be bringing to them
okay.
for Thursday night's meeting. Thursday night's meeting is in Baymanette. Tuesday night's in Loxley. Thursday night's Baymanette. It's open to the public, and that's when the board approves the agenda that we discussed on Tuesday night.
And that is broadcast on
Facebook, a live stream.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Anything you want to add before we run out of time?
Well, real quick, it's amazing how quick the year goes. We are really excited about our 4,000-plus employees and the heavy lifting they do to make this, and we're prejudiced, but one of the best school systems in the state of Alabama.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Towler joining us the third Tuesday of each month for a Community Contact. If you miss it, you can listen later. I'll have it posted at WABF1480.com. It is 8:55 and 58 degrees. Let's check in now with Kenny in Coastal Traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, good Tuesday morning and good driving right now on the roadways through Mobile. One accident and it's being cleared, Butler Drive at Government Street. It's just a fender bender. Mobile Police reporting no other issues. Highway Patrol looks good through Mobile County. They're still in Baldwin County clearing an earlier fender bender at County Road 64 at Austin Road and Daphne. But delay free on the Bayway Causeway through the tunnels I-10 and I-65. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore's a full-service golf cart.